Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Working from home also means working online. Good thing Globe Prepaid is here to keep you connected with your colleagues with GoPlus 99 Go Work promo. With a total of 16 gigabytes of data, you can now have 8GB for all sites to do what you need, and 8GB of data for the apps that you love, only through Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. All you need to do is grab your mobile phones and open the new Globe One app or GCash app. Or just dial *143 hashtag to quickly register on GoPlus 99. Never stop hustling with Globe Prepaid's Go Work promo and register now.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 99 of The 80%. Today, we're talking about the importance of being intentional with our actions. And I'm going to share with you a cognitive theory that can help you become more inspired and motivated to work on your self-development. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Napansin ko among my friends and peers over the years, less and less of them are doing New Year's resolutions. Ikaw ba? Personally, I think it's a missed opportunity for self-development if you skip on doing New Year's resolutions. The start of the year is always a great time to change a bad habit and work on improving yourself. Last year, in episode 51 of this podcast, we talk about the fresh start effect, which refers to events in our lives which serve as temporal landmarks. Mga araw sa buhay natin na pwede natin gawing day one of whatever we want to start doing. Of course, one of those events that's common to all of us is the New Year. And as we mentioned in that episode, during these days, we feel more inspired and more motivated to tackle new challenges in our life. So now, it's the end of another year, and I encourage you to come up with at least one financial resolution. What's that one thing you can change or improve when it comes to your personal finance? I want you to set your intentions now that you'll work on it come January 1st. Setting your intentions, or in other words, being intentional in the things we do, is what this episode is all about. Given that financial success is 80% behavior, then it makes sense to look at ways on how we can learn good money habits. Social psychologist and professor Isaac Eisen came up with the theory of planned behavior back in 1985. And in his cognitive theory, he proposes that an individual's decision to engage in a specific behavior can be predicated by their intention to engage in that behavior. In his paper, sinulat niya ito. Intentions are assumed to capture the motivational factors that influence a behavior. They are indications of how hard people are willing to try, of how much of an effort they are planning to exert in order to perform the behavior. As a general rule, the stronger the intention to engage in a behavior, the more likely should be its performance. In other words, kung itatranslate natin ito sa Tagalog, katulad ito ng sinabi ni Rico Blanco sa kantang Antukin. Kung ayaw may dahilan, kung gusto palaging merong paraan. Kung ayaw may dahilan, kung gusto palaging merong paraan. That's how important being intentional is. Dapat talagang gusto nating gawin ang isang bagay para mas motivated tayo na mag-succeed dito.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pero paano natin magugustuhan gawin ang isang bagay? How can we even start to consider creating the intention? According to the theory of planned behavior, intentions are determined by 3 variables. First, personal attitudes. This is how we perceive the behavior. It is the sum of all our knowledge, attitudes, judgment, experiences, both positive and negative on a particular behavior. For example, impulse buying. What do you honestly think about it? I remember back then, I hated impulse buying because nasisira ang budget ko, napapagastos ako nang wala sa oras. However, on the other hand, it felt good to instantly buy something that I wanted. I feel so empowered by the purchase. Also, I would recall the times na may binili ako noon on impulse and it turned out to be a good decision. Naging sulit yung binili ko. But also, I remember the times na nabaon din ako sa utang sa credit card dahil sa impulse buying habits ko. The question now is, do I see impulse buying as good or bad? Perhaps it's somewhere in the middle. And given this personal attitude towards impulse buying, how strong do you think my intentions will be to stop the habit? Of course, we all know the answer. Although it may seem that it's somewhere in between, I eventually decided and believed that impulse buying is more bad than good for me. And when I started telling myself that, my intention and motivation to change became stronger. So think about the bad financial habits that you want to change. Maybe it's time to realize and accept that they're doing you more harm than good. This way, you can start building the intention to become better. Let's take a quick break from the episode because I want to tell you about Globe Prepaid. If you're a manager, a freelancer, or an entrepreneur, it's quite often that we find ourselves working even during the weekends. So it's a good thing that there's Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99. For just 99 pesos, you can now work from Monday to Sunday with ease. Break free from your stress and start working efficiently with Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram for the whole week. With a total of 16 gigabytes of data, you can now have 8 gigabytes for all sites to do what you need, and 8 gigabytes of data for the apps that you love, only through Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 with GoWork promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash app, or dial *143# hashtag on your phone. With Globe Prepaid's GoPlus 99 and other GoPlus offers, you can work efficiently anytime and any day. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. The second variable that affects our intention towards a behavior is subjective norms. This considers how we view the ideas of other people about a specific behavior. In a way, this is the social aspect of it. Ano bang attitude ng mga taong nasa paligid natin on the behavior? Kung marami tayong kaibigan na magastos na mahilig din mag-impulse buying, then our intention to stop this behavior will be weak. Pero kung ang mga kaibigan natin ay matipid and they are vocal in saying that impulse buying is bad, then our intention to stop this habit will be stronger. And thus, we remember the famous quote by self-help guru Jim Rohn that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you want to be more intentional with improving yourself, then it makes sense to spend more time with people who will not only encourage or support you, but also practice that desired behavior themselves. Those who walk the talk, kumbaga. The third and last variable that affects our intention is our perceived behavioral control. This is the extent to which we believe we can control our behavior. Naniniwala ba tayo sa sarili natin na kaya natin itong gawin? And this depends on our perception of internal factors such as our own ability and determination. And also external factors such as the resources and support available to us. Kung gusto mong tumigil sa habit mo ng impulse buying, kailangan mo munang masagot kung gaano ka ba karupok pagdating sa mga sale. Tapos isipin mo kung ano ba ang mga specific na bagay na pwede mong gawin para magkaroon ka ng mas malakas na self-control. Moreover, think about this. Sino ba sa mga kaibigan mo ang hindi magastos? Baka pwede mo silang hingian ng tips kung paano nila nakokontrol ang sarili nila na hindi mag-impulse buy. In other words, if we want to strengthen our intention to change our bad habits, we can come up with a strategic plan and ask for help and support from our family and friends so that we can have a greater sense of control over our behavior. Gawa tayo ng plano, research on simple and effective tips, at sabihin natin sa mga taong nasa paligid natin na sana ay suportahan nila tayo. Doing this will give us more confidence that we can achieve our self-improvement goal. And not only that, according to Isaac Eisen in his study, people who are confident about their abilities will try harder and will stay on course longer in order to succeed. Being intentional is about bringing focus and attention to something that is important to you, to a behavior that you want to adapt, to a good habit that you want to learn. To strengthen your intentions, you have to first believe that what you're doing is for your own good. It's to give your future self a better life. Second, surround yourself with people with that same belief. Preferably, those who are already succeeding with their own intentions and who can show you how you can achieve it too. And lastly, create a plan, a strategy on how you can achieve your goal. Ask for help if you need to, because your intentions and motivation becomes stronger when you know the practical and concrete steps to take in order to achieve success.
ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening at maraming salamat din sa lahat na nag-share ng kanilang Spotify Wrapped nung mga nakaraang araw. Thank you so much for making me part of your 2021. If you're a new listener, then I hope you can take me in your financial journey. Promise ko sa'yo it will be worth it. Just click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin itong podcast na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.